Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Maine's main problem is now exposed. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I think we're getting tired of talking about Maine, but the sad part is that they have a governor who does not respect religious freedom, and she does not respect President Trump, which she displayed very clearly in a governor's meeting in the White House for not complying with Title IX.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems in Maine. And if you go back to
the founding of
Maine, it's a whole different scenario with the founding. But now where it is now, there's a lot of serious problems in Maine. For example, we just filed a petition with the United States Supreme Court on behalf of Maine healthcare workers. And I remember when we were litigating against the church lockdown cases, the most significantly restrictive state in the nation was by far California. And when we won the California case at the United States Supreme Court, the second most restrictive state in the nation became then the most restrictive state in the nation, and that is Maine. And so that case was a case that we litigated on behalf of healthcare workers. And that case now we just filed with the United States Supreme Court, because this came from Governor Janet Mills and her anti-religious, anti-Christian stance against healthcare workers, whom she formerly called healthcare heroes, became later healthcare zeros if they had any religious conviction or belief to not get the COVID shot. So that case is the first one that we were litigating on behalf of a Calvary Chapel church. We also litigated on behalf of that church with regards to the matter of these lockdowns. So we litigated on behalf of Calvary Chapel of Bangor regarding lockdowns. We litigated on behalf of healthcare workers regarding the COVID mandate. We are litigating on behalf of a mother and her 11-year-old daughter in a child custody case in Maine, where the judge referenced God continually using lowercase G-O-D and said that it would be psychologically detrimental to take this child to a Calvary Chapel church in Maine that is an evangelical Christian church. And now we have this other case in Maine, and this is a case involving another Calvary Chapel. So it's quite amazing. All three of these church cases in Maine or Calvary Chapel churches, three different ones in three different cities. Calvary Chapel Bangor, which is the church lockdown case. Calvary Chapel with regards to the child custody case. The mother wants to take the child to a Calvary Chapel in Portland. We're involved in representing the mother and the daughter. This one is Calvary Chapel Belfast in Maine. And this one involves the state of Maine discriminating against the Calvary Chapel Church in respect to a public bid situation. This church, Calvary Chapel Belfast, had been using the University of Maine system facility for church services, and then this facility becomes available on the public auction, public market, public bidding, and it's the Hutchinson Center for the College Connection Program. It's the Hutchinson Center where this particular building is located. And so it goes out for a public bid. Calvary Chapel of Belfast wins the public bid. And then there's this pushback by some people of the public, alumni, legislators, the opposing bidder, to say, oh, you can't sell this property to Calvary Chapel. It's a Christian church. It discriminates against LGBTQ people. Therefore, you're going to lose our support, et cetera, et cetera. And what happens? The university system rescinds the bid and makes up some excuse as to why they rescinded the bid.
Well, you know, Maine is a cold place, and this is a few examples. You know, another one, you know, President Trump signed executive order keeping men out of women's sports. Sounds like a common sense, right? Protecting women as far as their competition and their privacy and their safety. Well, he brought together these governors in the White House recently, and he emphasized that. And Governor Mills said she is not complying. She refuses to sign the resolution. So President, and she's like, well, I'll see you in court. And President Trump says, well, we are the federal government. And so now they have proceeded to terminate all of Maine's K through 12 federal education funding after it has revealed that she and the state are refusing to protect girls and their privacy in public schools. It's like,
it's
promises
crazy.
Made, promises kept.
It's crazy because they sent a warning letter to Maine twice, and Maine refused to comply.
Why would you not want to protect girls?
And they're saying that under Title IX, the federal government is saying under Title IX, that protects girls. And that's why Title IX was actually passed. To give girls equal opportunity in sports in these university and educational institutions.
And protect their safety in dressing rooms and...
Yeah,
and,
so you want to be able to have sports for girls, which means they have to have a place to change and a locker room, shower room. And obviously you don't want men in there because this is for girls. And Maine, under Governor Janet Mills, says no, we'll allow men to go into the girls' sports and compete against them directly, steal their trophies,
what
beat them up,
go
into their shower room, locker room, let them watch girls in their state of undress. They're changing. And the girls, you know, obviously the girls are not in favor of this. Governor Mills is just on another planet.
Yeah.
And so this is Governor Mills in Maine. So Governor Mills was behind the church lockdowns that we litigated on behalf of Calvary Chapel, Bangor. Governor Mills is the one who instituted the mandate to force all healthcare workers to get the COVID shot and disregard telling the employers to not regard their religious accommodation request. Otherwise, they would lose their license to operate their business. And Governor Mills is not directly involved in the church custody case, but it's another case out of Maine, kind of the systemic problems that you see happening in Maine. But Governor Mills is directly involved in the other case that we're just talking about, and that's Title IX.
Right. She is not doing a very good job, obviously, of representing her state. And that's not all. I mean, the USDA has stopped funding for administrative and technological functions in Maine schools. The USDA temporarily paused about $30 million for the University of Maine system until a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from withholding funds. And the Justice Department has also halted all non-essential funding to Maine's prisons for keeping a male convicted of murder in a female prison.
Yeah, so Maine
what
is allowing a male to go into a female prison, a male who has been convicted of murder. How would you like to have that in your prison, in your
home?
She's
off the rails.
Now a man in your cell or in your nearby area, in your area there, I mean... It's just nonsense. It's hard for me to understand people thinking that this is normal.
Well, it's evil. It's demonic. Yeah.
Abnormal. As, you know, President Trump and others have said, this is like an 80-20 position.
Yeah.
20% of people might support this, but 80% or more, I don't know what the actual numbers are, say this is nonsense. And I think this is like the Achilles heel of the LGBTQ agenda. Whether you're politically involved or you're, you know, involved in the political issues or social issues, the common person, no matter where they are, just says, you know, this doesn't make sense. There are boys and there are girls, and boys should not be competing against girls. They shouldn't be beating them up. They shouldn't be competing with them. And they certainly shouldn't be in their private spaces.
Common sense.
But you also have this other erosion of religious foundation. And I think that's what you see happening in Maine. The erosion of a religious foundation, I think, manifests itself in this rebellion against women and saying men can compete in women's sports. It's an abolition of an abandonment of common sense.
Well, and instead of, you know, acknowledging God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and being accountable to God, they, and I think Governor Mills, as an example, want to make themselves a god.
Well, Deuteronomy 28 and Romans chapter 1 have something in common, and that is when you reject God, you are given over to confusion, Deuteronomy 28, or a reprobate mind, Romans chapter 1. So you see this in the situation of this Title IX scenario, this nonsense in Maine. You see it in the church lockdowns. You see it in the mandate for the COVID shot, disregarding religious exemption. And you see it in this child custody case that we're involved in, that says taking a child to an evangelical church is psychologically detrimental. Mm-hmm. Continue to pray for our cases. We have a number of them in Maine and certainly in other states, but Maine's a big offender of religious freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.